I'm Kevin Pelton.
I'm Chris Smith.
And I'm Randy Cote.
And we're talking Taco Time.
Fresh, fresh, delicious.
We have no Tristan tonight. Sadly, he couldn't make it because obviously Luca is playing in a baseball tournament. It is a point during the spring over summer, so obviously that is happening. But we had to convene the rest of the Talkin' Taco Time crew because it is Chicken Caesar season once again at Taco Time.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Yeah, it reminds me of
how good it is to be alive.
Exactly. Like I was gonna say, just how much I don't get to have it. You know,
Chris. How many chicken Caesar items have you had already? It's July 1st. We're recording this on July 3rd. July 1st is when they return to the menu. So we're 3 days in.
I only got one.
Okay.
Yesterday, I wanted to ease into it this time.
I do, before we want to get into calling this the most wonderful time of the year, I do want to eulogize Taco Burger seasonal,
oh,
period,
rip.
Because it coincided with me realizing that thanks to the good people at Taco Time for sending us gift cards a very long period ago. I think everyone else's gift cards have long been used.
Oh,
It was
yeah.
A long period of time before I realized, hey, I could just put this in my car so I don't have to think about it any time that I might potentially go to Taco Time. And so I've been going much more regularly, also moved like ever so slightly closer to the White Center Taco Time after previously being basically equidistant between White Center and West Seattle. And I had a lot of taco burgers and they were great, let me tell you. So I might have the taco burger ahead on my seasonal power rankings.
Wow.
I know that's a controversial
Whoa.
Take here. Although,
and this is not an emergency podcast.
This
now
is
it
just
is.
In, guys, the rankings, live rankings.
The emergency is you responding to me ranking the taco burger.
Well,
but I had the chicken Caesar last night and soft taco, and it definitely slapped.
Of course it did. I mean, yeah, wow. Ranking the taco burger, which is great, above the chicken Caesar soft taco is one way to lose your credibility. There's lots of ways.
Oh, according to many people on Reddit, I've lost my credibility a long time ago.
Oh, thank God. Okay. I want to give a shout out to my parents who rolled into Seattle for the summer on Sunday, the 29th. And they're doing a little like reverse snowbird situation of like, or I guess it's
that, no, that is
traditional. Yeah. That's full on. They're like, it's too fucking hot in Arizona and it's beautiful in Seattle. Anyway, they roll into town on the 29th. And we were talking earlier in the day, my husband and I, about like, do we want to like make a plan for lunch? And I was like, I bet they're just going to get Taco Time for lunch. And then we get the text from my mom that says, going to Taco Time for lunch, last day to get the taco burger. So we got to get it while we can. And I'm like, wow, I come by it honestly, folks, really.
I mean, so, just when you can get the taco burger and the chicken Caesar soft taco within a week of each other, I mean,
week.
That's a pretty good week.
This is the only week of the year you can do it.
And we got Taco Time on Friday, just our, you know, household unit, strictly because it is the last time we will have a not like normal Taco Time for months. Like, we both wanted to have just a chicken soft taco customized before we ordered the chicken Caesar every single time. For like, we wanted to be like, oh, what does a beef soft taco taste like? I'd like to do that because we're about to not for a long time.
Well, it tastes really good. And I don't know why you guys limit yourself, because I don't, you know, every time I'm there, I'm getting so many things.
That's true. I could do like a Caesar and like a mini or something. Like, so I mean, we still get crisp burritos, obviously.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. We weren't raised by wolves, Chris. But
I did for the first time the other day. I modified the mini soft taco basically into a mini soft burrito, because I don't think that's a thing on the menu, or at least I couldn't find it when I was trying to order and drive at the same time.
Does that mean you added rice and or beans?
No. I just took away the lettuce, tomato, added burrito sauce, and then, of course, always add pico and corn salsa.
Always.
Do you add to the chicken Caesar soft taco?
I do. Yeah, I add corn salsa for sure.
Yeah, I added corn salsa, pumpkin seeds, and green salsa on July 1st. And I think Patrick normally gets some pumpkin seeds, but he deliberately wanted to have it pure the first time,
That's
which I
my
respect.
thought too.
Like, and I was like, yeah, I probably should have done the same thing. I was just too eager. So.
That's what I did last year too. Just like give me the straight up. But you know, we're so far deep in this. I'm like, I know what I like, and I
You
know
don't need
the
to go
regular one
back
is good.
to
I can't.
Chicken
I
Caesar
will
101.
before that's gone. I will get a regular one for sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll do it at least once. Yeah.
I definitely considered the pumpkin seeds. It is, I think that's the cleanest addition, I think, to the Chicken Caesar soft taco. Does anyone ever get it as a salad?
I've never once gotten the salad, but I feel like this is the summer. And I want to, shout out to marketing. They're really leaning hard on the lettuce this summer, but it's front. I saw something at Taco Time. I guess that was this morning, but in West Seattle, the Taco Time and the Starbucks drive-through by the end of the bridge are right there. So leaving the Starbucks drive-through to get on said West Seattle bridge, I saw a sign that said like "grown in the Kent Valley."
Oh, we know specifically who it was grown by.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, they're shouting out. Oh, I had the
Carpenito
name here.
Brothers,
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. So
famed
I mean,
for their pumpkins. Like that's if Tristan were here, he would be telling the story about taking his 10 to 15 children to Carpenito Brothers on an annual basis for the pumpkins.
well,
yeah.
what's crazy too is now they have, you can see on their social media, they have all these fancy machines now, which we didn't have back when I was prepping the chicken Caesars and stuff. We would have to cut each like head of romaine by hand, and then then like wash it, put it in this thing that spins around and dries it off. Now they have like a thing, they
Like
just like
a
shove it
giant
in there
salad
and
spinner, basically. Okay.
Now they got all these fancy machines for the salsa and pico and everything too. They just throw it in there and it's like everything. It used to be, getting arthritis in there, chopping everything up.
In my day, we were walking uphill to Taco Time both ways.
Back in my day, 10 years ago.
When was the timeline of the Chicken Caesars leaving the menu?
I thought it was in the fall, to my
No, 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 no,
recollection.
no. Like
I mean, like
year-wise,
from
the
the
when
permanent thing.
oh gosh, that
Was
I
this
see
after
that.
your last stint working there, Chris?
Yeah, so it's way less than 10 years for sure.
We may have this in our notes, so I'll have to go check
I
that out.
mean, it feels like much longer, but and yeah, they still had it for a while after I left, so less than 10 years.
Okay. Wow.
Maybe like around COVID or something like that. But I'm just guessing.
No, I feel like without question, when we started this podcast, the Talking Taco Time specifically, it was not
It
on the
was full time.
menu.
Yeah, I thought it was full time gone by the time this podcast was a thing, because it was in our list of things we missed or wanted back. It's always been
Exactly.
on the list. Right up there, shouts to the habanero crisp chicken burrito.
RP, come
Yeah.
on, please. Taco Time. That seems like an easy one to bring.
Like the, yeah, I don't know if we've talked about this. They used to do a separate tortilla, right? It was more of a like red colored tortilla.
So yeah, when I was still there is when they started the habanero stuff, and they didn't have a separate tortilla, and it wasn't as good. Then they started using that special tortilla, and it was like, and they
Because I
figured out the mix, because they used to just do the regular inside of the crisp chicken, and then they would just do like a little habanero salsa in there. But I think
I would settle for no special tortilla. Like, anyway.
Yeah, if once they figured it out, it was like so good, and how they mixed the cream cheese and the chicken and the habanero. I think they mixed it all up, and they had that tortilla. Then it was like,
it's phenomenal.
I don't know. We keep asking for stuff, and they're giving it to us. So we just got to keep.
Yeah, manifestation is real / repeated fan love.
I don't agree with this because I don't see sweet potato tater fries anywhere. Well,
this is very true, though.
We're not asking enough then.
I think that was probably my all-time number one. That was ahead of the chicken Caesar in things that were off the menu that I wanted to return. Like, obviously, we also have asked for hypothetical items. Like the tater fry nachos that don't exist but could exist, and we have not yet manifested any of those. But if we get the sweet potato tater fries back on the menu, then this podcast will have won.
I'm just upset that after they went away, I had never tried, even when I worked there and they had them. That's something I could have made. Never thought of it was the sweet potato fries with the crusto mix.
Ingenious.
Oh, I've still never experienced it, but one sweet day I will.
I've failed myself, and one day it will happen.
If we want to go back a little bit, I can't remember how much we talked about the last time we recorded spicy tater fries, and where we were on those is a seasonal item.
Oh, I'm a loyalist, because I mean, famously, I've gotten heat before for not getting tater fries every time. That is a special occasion order for me.
Same.
But when the sweet potato were here, you got to get them every time. And I got them every time when spicy was around. I really love the spicy, that like smoked paprika. It was a little salt bomb, even just a little small, like pack of 10 of them, you know, just kind of have around. Like I enjoyed that. I thought that was a great experience. And I'm back to my occasional tater fried-em. So I think, the spicy tater fries, I think, were a total hit, and would love to see them back in some form in the future.
It's because the thought that just came into my head was sweet potato tater fries
with the spicy seasoning.
Oh! I feel like that would hit.
Wow. Yeah, a little yin and yang situation.
So if we're manifesting things, let's go all the way here on this one. Let's make this happen for real. Does anyone have any new thoughts on the taco burger at the end of its run?
Oh, it's just so good. I mean, the bun choice that they made with the Schwartz brothers,
the brioche.
Yeah. I mean, the bun is what makes it. I think
they know it based on their social media.
Yeah.
TikTok for millennials is YouTube Shorts. So my YouTube Shorts is full of a lot of food stuff. And there's this, there's multiple accounts that right now are jumping all over the fact that Del Taco has burgers. It's like, Del Taco has a burger. Isn't that weird? And, you know, it's literally just like a patty. Like, it's just a burger. It's a very pedestrian burger. There's like nothing special about it. It's like a quarter pound patty. It's like, it's pretty whack.
Taco seasoned, at least, or
not that I'm. No, it's just a very just straightforward. The most recent account or thing I saw was like, here's 10 sort of odd fast food items. Should we keep it on the menu or dump it kind of things? And the Del Taco burger was on the like dump it list. Whereas the taco burger is truly special. And we're so glad to have it back in the orbit. It's like a comet, you know, it'll come back around.
Yes,
we certainly hope so.
Now we need a shrimp taco burger.
Shrimp taco burger. That is two great.
Chris, my dream has been a coconut shrimp crisp burrito.
Oh, okay.
So that basically becomes kind of like shumai, right?
I would, yeah, or it's just shrimp rolled in a tortilla and then that whole thing is battered in coconut situation. I don't know. Like, if you're doing like shrimp, then coconut, then something, then tortilla, I don't know. That could be a little cumbersome, but I don't know. Like, just let a girl dream, okay? You know?
A shrimp Caesar?
Huh. Yeah.
Yeah, I can deal with that. Yeah.
There's a lot of combos out there. Again, like, shout out to the mid-90s movie with Macaulay Culkin, Richie Rich, where everyone in our generation can remember that he had a McDonald's in his house, mm-hmm. and that if any of us went Richie Rich, the chances of there being a Taco Time in the house is pretty high. And that's where you could just walk up and be like, hi, I'm Richie Rich. Can I get a coconut shrimp Caesar soft taco with pumpkin seeds, please? And well, they would say... Of course.
I would be like, well, let me come back there.
Yeah. Let me. I need to test out my new arthritis meds.
Yeah. Let me make it.
Okay. So, Chris, you mentioned it's not just the chicken Caesar or the taco burger beforehand. What else have you been ordering lately?
Man, I had a chimmy when I was at one of the only place you can get it down in Olympia, one of the Olympia stores. I feel like that would be an easy one to bring back for sure as well. But man, I've been on a crisp taco kick for a while now, and like beef, or I'll get the chicken light. Is it just like the other cheese just has a better flavor with the chicken, you know?
Anything else?
Oh man. No, I mean, I try to mix it up here and there. But you know, it's always crisp tacos, always crisp burritos, always a soft taco, always a soft burrito. You know, I was talking, some people at Lawn Bowling are aware of the Taco Time situation that I live in.
Okay,
wait, find yourself in.
Does that mean they're aware of the podcast, or just that you're a big Taco Time fan?
I mean, it has been mentioned. The podcast has been mentioned for sure.
Okay,
but you know, some ladies were asking me recently about some stuff, and then we were like, "What do you get?" And this one lady was like, "Oh, I get the natural with pinto bean," and I'm like, why don't you just get the regular pinto bean soft taco with the wheat tortilla? And then she was like, well, it doesn't have all the veggies on. I'm like, well, that's not, then maybe you're talking about the veggie soft taco, because that's a...
She's literally just getting a veggie soft taco.
Yeah.
Swap the tortilla. So it's good to know. You're like, oh gosh, I don't want to knock you for like being out here customizing things. And also like, let me show you the way.
Yeah. And that's like, sorry, I got to go bowl. All right. We'll have to deal with this at another time. But.
And clearly on social media, Taco Time continues to play up the customization options. Like that is one of the selling points they are playing up, is, you know, various influencers that they have on there. And they're basically Taco Time customs or hacks is a selling point. So it's that, I feel like, in the Northwest ingredients that they are really steering into at this point on social
media. Well, yeah, shout out Sarah, who does their social media. I think the way she eats her crisp burritos, like, amazing, with the, like, putting a jalapeno on each bite with the ranch.
And in general, I'm just going to throw the Taco Time social media has just been like killing it, especially the last like 6 months. Like, as a social media consumer, like there's just so much good about it. Like the visuals, even though like the romaine lettuce with Caesar dressing Taco Time logo thing, I'm like, whew, like, it's just, you just want to be looking at Taco Time social media, and it's so enjoyable. They've been doing leaning a lot into the like if you're a real Washingtonian, you know XYZ about Taco Time. They even, like, the header of their Instagram, they updated to say home of the iconic crisp burrito. Like, I think they're like leaning more into like, oh, there's so much love for the crisp burrito and the hot sauce, like at that top tier, that like there's not a lot of monoculture left, but like Taco Time kind of is monoculture if you are in Western Washington. Like,
I mean, yeah. I think this was the premise sort of if you go back to the podcast that inspired the Seattle Met magazine article, that if there was one thing that Seattle locals could agree on, it's Taco Time.
I recently saw like the Reddit from that article about, you know, the Reddit page or whatever. Ooh, from that article.
Our Seattle or our Seattle Wa? Because two very different places.
Two very different.
I don't know, but you know, there was plenty of people out there that love Taco Time, and then there was some people like, this whole article is like about this podcast.
It was
I felt like we were just a part of it, but I thought it was fucking hilarious that people were like, who cares about this podcast? And then people, like most of the people in the comments agreeing, like,
you go to hell.
I grew up here. I love it. And other people like, I don't get it. And then there was one person that was like, I'm not from here and I love it.
The exception so, proves the rule.
They are out there. Shout out to them.
That is, of course, the Dear Elite Reviewer podcast, which co-host James Lim was on with us afterwards to talk about his love for Taco Time and how it came up repeatedly on their podcast with various local chefs in particular. So a lot of fun.
You know what? Well, I'm wondering now with the Caesars there, if you can, instead of having to like completely customize the Caesar soft taco, if you can just add romaine like to something else. I know you can definitely add the dressing. The tortilla strips would be nice to add to other things too.
Yeah, oh, 100%. I would put those in a like a fish soft taco. I'd even put a normal soft taco. Like that would be that's a great call.
I'll have to check that out. There's a thing with the app now, you have to hit the payment every time. At least on mine, I don't know what's going on. Yeah,
that's a thing.
Like, why? Like, my card is in there, or before I was just using Apple Pay. Now you have to like click, select your payment. It's been a little bugaboo of mine because I thought this shit's fucked up, and I had to like.
To me, it's giving. How like if you're on like Candy Crush, you need to set up a system by which your like 8-year-old can't buy $40,000 worth of tokens. Yeah. Like this is the way they make sure that like the like kid who's addicted to tater fries isn't in there just like smashing the order button.
We can just call out your son by name here, Randy. I don't know if that's going true on the app quite yet, but
also literally one night, this was definitely between our last recording and now, it was just a totally random day. We're just kind of, I think, getting home from daycare and just hanging out. And he said, "Want Taco Time? I want Taco Time." And it was, to say it was the end of my life would be selling it way short. And then also he now knows like when, right. We obviously had it on Friday for our pre, Chicken Caesar, and then we had it on Tuesday for Chicken Caesar. When I leave, I go pick it up. I can get home in about 10-ish minutes. And he's waiting at the window, like banging on the window, like he's at a hockey game in like the front row and saying, "Taco Time! Again. Dada has Taco Time!"
Again, clearly your son.
Clearly my son. Yeah, and I want, like, he's not even two, he turns two this month. And the phrase like "I want Taco Time, Dada has Taco Time, it's Taco Time," it's just like screams of delight when it's like time to have Taco Time.
And then the other phrase, "Put the Taco Time on the glass."
Yeah,
he's also a Sir Mix-a-Lot fan.
Also a Sir Mix-a-Lot fan. So yeah, it's pretty phenomenal. So anyway, yeah, he's totally in it. His order, he just changed his order. his order was the pinto beans and rice, no cheddar cheese. We like mix it together and he just eats the whole container with a spoon. And then we used to get him a large guacamole, but then he went south on the guacamole. So now he's on a quesadilla now.
Oh yeah.
So, but he'll have, like, even at age two, he's having like half of a chicken quesadilla and an entire thing of pinto beans and rice. And as many tater fries as he can steal. We have to like start eating them before we get to the table. And then we get to the table and we get a medium, right? So it's like 20 between the two of us. He probably gets like three max. We don't
want to get
into our game. I know. It's one of these where, you know, we got to teach him some of life's hard lessons. Early, you know? So, yeah.
I did have a quesadilla not too long ago. I was like, you know what? Throw the one of those in there.
I don't think I've ever had a Taco Time quesadilla.
I hadn't had it until it's just in the sides menu. It's in the sides with like the rice and beans. And honestly, I always forget about the pinto beans. Like the pinto beans, just like as the pinto beans, are so good. Even like without the cheese, they're great. So look at Sean's out here opening up, you know, the world of menu exploration for me in ways I didn't even know.
You're seeing Taco Time anew
through his eyes. Yes. Yes.
You know, there's a lot of discussion about people living vicariously through their children in sports, which may or may not include our co-host here, but you know, living vicariously through your child eating Taco Time is a new one to me, I'm afraid.
Wow. This is, I smell a chapter in my memoir coming.
Do you guys know this lady on Instagram? Her name's like Zoe Khan or something like that. She's like from the East Coast. She moved out here and she was like looking for like a really good sandwich for a long time. And then now like her Instagram got pretty popular and she's, you know, trying food from all over the Northwest.
Yeah, I've seen her, but I don't know the Taco Time connection.
Well, so right now she's doing, it's like a chicken Caesar wrap season or something. So she's like getting these wraps at different places. Huh. I don't know. I messaged her the other day to try the chicken Caesar soft taco from Taco Time. Didn't get a response, but I'm hoping that she at least checks it out.
Ooh, breaking update. Taco Time looks like directly commented on her thing and said, please try our chicken Caesar soft taco. Okay,
perfect.
Yes. And she replied and said, I definitely will.
There we go.
This is an emergency pod after all.
It was like, not some guy named C Styles, but yes, if Taco Time asks, that's probably a good call.
You know, they've got the verified, if you had the blue check mark.
Yeah. Wow. Wild. Well, good for her. I hope she likes it. But also, you know, Zoe, if you're listening, pumpkin seeds. Just throw pumpkin seeds in there. The tortilla chips are going to give you enough crunch, but if you're looking to like level up, anyway.
I would be curious if we experiment a little bit as to, you know, what else we can put in the chicken Caesar soft taco over the course of this summer. And whether we find anything else that's ahead here.
Wouldn't mind throwing some cheese, the low-fat white cheese in there.
Oh.
For a little more cheesier deal.
Because there's cheese. Parmesan, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good call.
It's like it's not a ton of Parmesan, which I would do. When I made my own last year, I loaded those things up with Parmesan, but
yeah, that's a good call. Yeah. I feel like I want to just have maybe just go on a little run of trying some different things in there, see what hits, see what doesn't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How was the green salsa?
Oh, the green salsa. I started doing that last summer and it's so good in the chicken Caesar. So highly recommend it's just so good. Green salsa. Fish soft tacos have been hot for me and I've been adding pinto beans. This has been another post-hockey meal. Cause at first you're like, oh, pinto beans, like with the red salsa and the veggie mix and the white salsa, but it's like, it just makes it like so hearty.
Yeah.
When you add like the pinto beans to the fish. So it's a little, you know, it's a little experimental, but it's great.
I haven't had a fish. taco fish in soft a long taco time.
Is just I think that's what I like. It's my coping for when the coconut shrimp soft taco leaves. Right. Because you get a lot of the same energy, but anyway.
I mean, look, it's gonna be a hot chicken Caesar summer. So I think there's a lot of exploration for us to do between now and when it's no longer on the menu in the fall.
100%. Be like, yeah, throw a piece of fish in the chicken Caesar.
That could be good.
I suppose you could. Yeah.
Tater fries in the chicken Caesar.
Interesting. I still haven't really, I've not been of tater fries in any of my soft tacos or anything, but.
You're the exception in this group on that one, I think. Although I haven't had the Baja California taco, as I have termed it, in a long period of time because it's been a whole taco burger. So it's harder probably. I guess you could throw the tater fries in the burger, I guess.
I think it's an option. Yeah.
I suppose you could. It's kind of like having fries on a burger, I guess. But no, I never considered that. All right. Well, we will be back with you before too long, I'm sure, trying to line up a very special guest to join us to talk about Taco Time and perhaps also cross over the cookie search. Randy.
I forgot. I had one thing on my list that we haven't talked about yet that might be of interest. So in February, we were in a wedding in Scotland. Our son was a ring bearer in my brother-in-law's
quit bragging
wedding. Hey, listen, did I want to go to a destination wedding in the coldest, darkest place you could go to in February? We're like, destination wedding, come on. Hawaii was right there. Mexico was right there.
They have great indoor lawn bowling in the winter over there.
Really?
Yeah.
Now that, Randy, is reverse snowbirding.
There we go. There it is. Oh, I knew we'd come back. I knew we'd reverse it. Anyway, so, you know, we go, and on the first, you're there for two nights. Everyone stays, like, it's about 45 people in this big thing, and they did a wedding guest bingo. And all we got asked by the groom was, do you want to participate, yes or no? So, you know, I said yes. And he picked as my fun fact, has visited every Taco Time Northwest location. So it's all these people I've never met. Most of them are coming from Seattle. And then it became a thing at this wedding that I was the guy who visited every Taco Time. So A, like, I didn't choose the fun fact, but then my husband quickly pointed out, like, come on. Like, that is the fun. Like, is there no more fun fact than this? And I was like, he's got a point, I guess. So
I mean, literally the last wedding I went to, the bride's father was like, you have a podcast about Taco Time? And like, somebody told him that, and he like seeked me out.
Yeah, people love it. People at weddings. So the moral of the story, it's in my spreadsheet as wedding people love Taco Time. So it's more than just this other one. So yeah, if you're this is more of, I guess, a tip to the co-host of this thing. But if you're looking for a bingo spot for yourself, your love for Taco Time really makes people go crazy. People want it. We're just all of a sudden, you know, this, like, they start telling you all of their Taco Time, like, woes and loves and heartbreak and joy, and their like, you know, long but not forgotten menu items and their custom order, and they're looking for, they ask you, like, I think half of everyone there was like, have you been to the one in like Portland or like Spokane? And then you have to be like, no, I haven't. But also, like, did you know there's set that's not part of the quest? You know, or like, how many are there? And be like, well, there's 77 now, but I went to 79. And it's like, you really don't want to be talking about this. We're in a Scottish castle. And then they'd be like, no, I want to talk about Taco Time. Like, well, that makes two of us. Anyway, and then clearly, obviously, that was the first thing we ate when we got home, of course. But
of course.
Anyway, okay, crossing wedding people love Taco Time off of the tab on my spreadsheet called Talking Taco Time Topics.
This does remind me that, you know, we got a long ago listener question that hopefully JJ is still listening because it's been a while since we've actually gotten to this. Hi there, just started listening to the first few episodes of Talking Taco Time, so I don't know if the topic has been covered, but I'm dying to know if anyone remembers the all-you-can-eat for $5 crispy tacos and crispy burritos they used to offer in the 80s. $5 all-you-can-eat. I get dizzy just thinking about it. I grew up in Moses Lake, and our local Taco Time franchise would run that deal once a week, if I recall correctly. Some of the best memories of my youth, I believe, ate 11 crispy beef tacos once, plus one crispy beef burrito to wash it down.
I mean, that sounds amazing. And obviously, it was because it was like a franchise location for so long. I'm sure that, especially in the 80s, back then, there was a lot more franchises and probably just all kinds of
Yeah,
weird
more freedom.
deals like that.
Yeah, I think
Wow.
that's before our time, but it'll be interesting to hear if the listeners hit us up at peltoncast@gmail.com if you have questions or if you do remember that. This email concludes. P.S. I'm another one of those mythical local professional chefs who still have a love for Taco Time Northwest. I'm glad it still exists. I live on Bainbridge Island, and my local store is in Poulsbo.
Oh,
Wow.
yeah.
My order is usually a fiesta platter with beef or a beef soft taco meal plus a side of Thousand Islands for dipping. I'm also a mix the ketchup and hot sauce person.
Wow. I want to meet somebody that gets the enchilada platter.
Those are great credentials, whoever this person is. And
Yeah.
Poulsbo's a quality location. They have tiled paintings of Poulsbo in the lobby. It's of all of the I know a guy, Kevin would know this guy, David Albright, did vi a lot of video stuff for The Storm. He has a dream.
Friend
He's
of the
on the
pod.
Talking Taco Time Topics thing. He and I once talked about he through his photography, he wants to do like an interior design coffee table book about all of the different taco times. And I think part
Business.
of this is that he lives out in Kitsap County, where all of them have a lot of that really unique local art in there. So
Yeah, he's got to get on it before they redo them all, you know.
I know, yeah, it's like it's their dying breeds.
I did see on the Instagram that Squim apparently has new interiors, so
Ooh.
a makeover since you visited is one of the last stops, right, Randy?
Yeah, that was on the sort of last gasp. I drove by the Fife location today, and that was kind of early on in the quest. And I was glad to see that it was still the same, because it's got a like historical timber logging industry theming on the inside. And I had this same thought of like, oh gosh, I some of these ones that are getting kind of flipped to the new look, which there's th there are reasons. But yeah, it's yeah, wild. Squim had like Grand Canyon, they had like murals and benches and like a lot of like metal, like it looked very like you're at a southwestern swap meet kind of look. And so the fact that now it's just sort of the other thing, yeah, we need to get on the coffee table book, I guess.
This email does conclude. I'm also a huge Mariners fan and just thought of how cool it would be to have a Taco Time Northwest instead of T-Mobile Park. Can we petition the M's? Sadly, I think that's probably on Taco Time, as we know from the short-lived Lumen Field experience that it's just tough to do everything they do in a stadium setting. And then keep your tater fries crisp and your hot sauce bland, JJ.
Wow, what a sign off.
I think the T-Mobile would be a more viable thing, but
Yeah, I'm not
I
sure,
mean,
because I know it was partially about kind of the specific location that they were in Lumen Field that limited them, but ultimately I think one of the big takeaways was just, it's tough if you can't get the exact experience you deliver at a store at a stadium location.
yeah, but I mean, everyone knows that, from everything else, it's to the stadium. But I think the baseball stadium is much more foodie than, the football stadium with all, just people are trying to drink.
True.
There's a lot more kids and everything. You could definitely slang some crisp burritos.
The iconic crisp burrito.
Maybe you throw garlic on them.
Yes. There we go. Garlic tater fries, man.
Well, that's actually not bad. Moses Lake was the easternmost Taco Time Northwest location back in the day, right?
Twas, and now it's just East Wenatchee. I
All right.
never made
Well,
it to Moses Lake.
yeah.
It was ripped from my clutches.
Thankfully, you made it to Wallingford.
Oh, thank God. Which I have not been to the Chipotle yet in my I'm fun employed at the moment, and I have my like little summer my chicken hot girl chicken Caesar soft taco summer list of things to do, and going to the Chipotle in Wallingford is one of them. So I will definitely report back by the next time we chat.
See, I feel the opposite. We actually were near there the other day and thinking about places to eat. And I was like,
no.
Even if we were going to go to Chipotle, I'd rather go to the Chipotle in West Seattle because it's not going to make me miss the taco time that was there.
I mainly just want to go because from the curb, right, for the glassy exterior is all still there, which is like, you know, I'm glad that they've honored that. But I just want to see, like, what's it like on the inside? Maybe I just go in and, like, get a water cup just to, you know, I want to see the inside, but I don't want to.
Sneak in some taco time and eat it in there.
Yeah.
All right. Well, yeah, like I said, we will be back before too long. We'll get Tristan back in the mix because the youth baseball season is mercifully coming to an end. And on that note, thank you for listening.
Peace.
See ya. So back. Did you guys know about the when they announced the peanut butter cookie at Met Market, Patrick was like, that's it. Met Market's over. like you can't have something called the cookie and then make a second type of cookie. Now, like, how dumb is it that you're going to walk up to a counter and say, I'll have the cookie. And then they say, which one? Like, no, true. There's only one, the cookie. He refuses to have it. And I love that. I had not had it because it's like not allowed in our house, right?
Well,
the peanut butter one. But I had a friend over recently who had never had the cookie. And so it was like, well, for science, let's get the cookie and the peanut butter cookie. And I tried the peanut butter one. It's good. It's fine.
But it's why would you ever get it if the cookie is right there?
Bingo.
Unless, so, like Tristan, you're allergic to the cookie. You know,
because of the walnuts?
Yeah, you can't do tree nuts. So he can do the peanut butter, but he can't do the cookie.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, talk about eroding credibility. That'd be like, I don't want to make parallels between the CRISPR. It'd be like if there was only the chicken crisp burrito, they never had other ones. And then they said, we're going to introduce the crisp burrito, comma beef.
Sign me up.
Yeah, but yeah, that's a horrible example, actually.
It's the worst.
I take back everything I said. Also, Met Market, love you. Sponsor me.